Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome in another hour of Doug Steffens' Good Day program. As you probably know, I'm also a farmer, and I love to share information about my farm and how you can benefit from the lessons I've learned and from other successful farm stories as well. So in this hour, I have a special preview of this weekend's American Family Farmer program to help you with your meal planning, backyard farming, whatever. It's the Good Day Farm Show, the American Family Farmer. This is the American Family Farmer program, a weekly presentation of the Steffen Multimedia folks, which would include me. I'm Doug Steffen, with a focus on smaller family farmers, what we can do to help you in your lot, ideas suggested by other smaller farmers who are successful. Maybe some of these things that I come up with these folks will help you make your farm more successful, because we all are getting tired of the pressure, the push from big government and big ag that basically is aimed at putting us out of business. So each week on this program, The American Family Farmer, if you're new to it, I talk about what goes on my farm. You can go to the website, Eastley Farm, E-A-S-T-L-E-I-G-H, and see what goes on at Eastley Farm. It's basically a cow rearing operation. I raise Jersey replacement heifers. I have a bovine sanctuary. We have goats because we like the goat's milk. And there are other things going on the farm that are kind of fun that don't have to do with animals. We have a huge woodlot and a lot of the things. We have the largest composting facility here in this part of the state. And it's good. So we talk about that sort of thing, but more importantly, how to help you manage. And if you listened to last week's American Family Farmer, we talked to somebody from Iowa State University about the whole business of being good stewards of the land. You know, we always have these stories that seems to be a continuum here of who's buying what land. It's a very disturbing reality. And so it will be, I guarantee you, it'll continue to be a focus no matter where you are in the country. Foreign ownership of land ought to be verboten. And it is a very important part of me. I don't want to trivialize this at all. This is a very important thing to the future success of all small ag family farmers in our country. Speaking of that, this is very disturbing. I made reference on the Good Day program this week to the situation in Oregon. There are new rules that could put small dairies out of business, and one wonders, well, I don't wonder, I know what the source is for all of this stuff. There's a lady, for example, that has three dairy goats that she milks every day. She gets two, three, 4 gallons of milk a day. She sells that to regular customers who come to the farm. She also makes soap. She makes lotions, that sort of thing. Sells that at country stores, basically to help her provide what it takes to run a small family farm. But there's a new state law, rules that have been propagated. This is back to that whole Chevron issue that the legislature is looking at. It should be disbanded because it allows all, whether it's a government that's statewide or national, all these rules and regulations, the interpretation of them. So now we have the ag people in Oregon interpreting a rule that could put this lady and other folks who are running small dairies out of business, because the Oregon Department of Agriculture changed its definition of a confined animal feeding operation, also known as CAFO, C-A-F-O. So they've included small dairy operations like this lady's, so that she and other small dairy operators may have to go into the same permitting Zulu land that big ag has. Matter of fact, I think they probably find, as is the case usually, that big ag can sidestep a lot of these things, and so the smaller people are the ones that get victimized. And so, I mean, under the circumstances, all animals are, when you get down to brass tacks, confined during the milking process.
whether it's in a building, but they don't get milked outside. So according to the documents in the Oregon dairy industry, any animal that is confined has to fit into these rules. Well, I mean, this is stupid. And so I'm looking at some of this stuff, how the small producers are unfairly being pushed around by the big producers. This woman has to apply for a permit, renew it every year, pay fees to the state, undergo inspections, install a wastewater drainage system, keep records on how much manure her animals produce. Come on. This is absolute insanity. So this woman can't do that. She's got a small group of goats, and she's had an impeccable record of selling this raw milk to these people. And the Oregon group, the Oregon state regulators don't seem to pay any attention to that. So you look at these small dairy farmers in Oregon, and you ask yourself, what's the scoop here? Matter of fact, they've taken the Oregon Department of Agriculture to court, as well they should have, asking the judge to stop the state from enforcing the rule against small dairies. You can't, this is not justice. So they have the Institute of Justice actually representing them, the dairy and the small dairy industry, in this fight. Small dairies are practicing agriculture in the way that humanity has been doing it for thousands of years. So instead of encouraging sustainable and safe farming, the Oregon Department of Agriculture is putting small dairies out of business. And I think that they know it, and that's what they want to do. Meanwhile, last year, a group called Friends of Family Farmers, James, will you take that name down and see if we can find somebody from this group to go on the program? Friends of Family Farmers, which is a nonprofit, it promotes small-scale agriculture. They've been campaigning for legislation that would scale back these regulations restricting raw milk sales from small farms. And so you look mostly on the West Coast, although there are, I think, now 26 states that allow the sale of raw milk. You can actually buy it in retail stores in Washington, California, and Idaho. Oregon allows it to be bought only on farms. That's the case where I am in Massachusetts. I used to sell 100 gallons of raw milk a day for 7 or 8 years. That made me a better farmer. It was great for the farm, great for people who want to have raw milk, and we ought to have that choice instead of having regulators give us this bunkum about how unsafe it is for you. Sure, there's plenty of milk that's produced on these huge factory farms that's crap and not good for you because it's dirty. But the smaller family farms that are milking and selling raw milk, it makes you a better farmer. And so the regulations are okay because that's, enforcing rules to make the milk cleaner. There's nothing wrong with that. But these guys from the state want to fine this woman $2,500 for violations. And it's a monstrosity. So hopefully the lawsuit against the Oregon Department of Agriculture will stop them from enforcing the regulation and, in fact, put them in their place. I think that would be a fabulous idea. I'd like to support that. Coming up in a moment, the story of the continuing problem with avian flu here on the American Family Farmer. Doug Steffen with a focus on the folks who are losing weight and successfully keeping it off by using Calotren, Calotren. Happens to be America's number one way to lose weight and keep it off the non-toxic way, the natural way. Go to toploss.com, see how the program works, see how you can lose the weight that you gained over the holidays, or you just want to keep yourself in shape. I know a lot of people dance, and that helps you shed pounds, but they still eat a lot of stuff, and maybe what you do is you dance, you exercise, lose the weight, and then you stay on Calotren so that you can keep it off, because that's what Calotren does. All available by checking it out at toploss.com. So the natural approach works. The natural approach is the best way. It doesn't interfere with any medications you might be taking. And boy, does that make people feel good when they actually have success. And they can talk about it. And people say, hey, you're looking great. What's the story? And you can tell them about Calitrin from toploss.com.
I'd like to introduce you to our new sponsor, Get the Tea. Get the Tea carries all-natural, non-GMO organic teas and supplements made in the USA. Get the Tea's ingredients are the purest available. My favorite is Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea is a gentle daily cleanse containing 12 herbs that, when combined, really keep things moving. I drink it every day, and my energy has never been better. I'm feeling great. Life Change Tea comes in three delicious flavors, natural, peppermint, and pomegranate. It's an easy and delicious way to keep your digestion on track. And for those on the go, try D365. D365 is Life Change Tea in a capsule. Drink the tea or take D365 capsules and keep your digestion running smoothly. Go to getthetea.com and enter discount code USA to get 10% off any size order. That's getthetea.com, discount code USA for 10% off your order.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-504-1123. 800-504-1123. 800-504-1123. That's 800-504-1123.
Back here on the American Family Farmer with the update on avian flu. This is the news portion of the program. Last month, there was a lot of information. There are a lot of these problems. Pennsylvania has them. California has them. This is a story of a California farmer. Chickens testing positive for avian flu. Had 550,000 birds, and he had to kill them all. Every single last one of them to prevent the disease from infecting other farms in that area north of San Francisco. So what happens under these circumstances? This can put these people out of, they can be put out of business. This area of California is the egg basket of the West Coast. So this was devastating, not only for this farmer, but for the farmers that were worried about this bird flu. Record egg prices up there, wreaking havoc in California. Poultry farms in the Midwest have the same problem. Officials have declared a state of emergency. During the past month or two, a dozen commercial farms have had to destroy a million chickens. Actually, it's not chickens, they're hens, laying hens, to control the outbreak. Good heavens. This is something, and, you know, the government's on it. But what they're not doing, the flu is spread by all these damn geese that are everywhere. And the crap that they have salmonella in their poop, they're all over the place. Ducks also can be a contributor, but geese are the worst. And so the virus, they carry it and they don't get sick. But it's spread like wild turkey farms, in fact. Same kind of problem. So I guess the best thing to do, I don't know, you protect your flock by keeping everything, keeping them away from whatever they might be exposed to outside. I don't know what else you do, but this is a real problem. All right, an update on avian flu here. In a moment, we're going to bring you up to date on something else. Organic farming, the latest from an author of a very important book. We'll get to that right after these words here on the American Family Farmer.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. but you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. You should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Welcome to the farm, where you can roll your windows down.
Now 23 after the hour on this week's American Family Farmer program. Doug Steffen here with J.M. Fortier, who is an organic farmer. He also has become a very interesting writer. He's got an award-winning book called The Market Gardener, published in 14 languages. So a lot of people around the world are using his proper, well-imagined force in the nature of organic farming. There are a lot of different points of view. So I guess I would start with you, Mr. Fortier. What is it that has brought you to this point? Are you a farm guy? Did you grow up on a farm, been on a farm all your life?
That's a long story, but no, I didn't grow up on a farm. And by the way, you can call me JM because Mr. Fortier is my father. But I didn't grow up on a farm, and my father, to talk about him, wasn't, you know, he wasn't a farmer or a hippie. You know, we didn't grow up thinking about organic or any of that. You know, I was a pretty typical teenager. I loved skateboarding, snowboarding, somewhat of a rebel, I would say. But I loved nature and I loved the outdoors. And I studied ecology at university at McGill in Montreal. And basically, after 3 years, like, there was a definite feeling of gloom and doom, and I just felt that I wanted to do something that was purposeful and that was part of the solution. And you know, I met my wife there, and we're still together 25 years later. But we just traveled and we worked on a farm, and we fell in love with the trade. We understood the local impact that it had on that community. All these farms together. We were in Santa Fe, New Mexico. It was just beautiful landscape. And, you know, we've been farming ever since.
So farming is cutting a broad swath. What constitutes the things that you do on your farm?
Yeah, so we're definitely doing things differently. For example, we have no tractor. So that is pretty defining. We farm under 2 acres of mixed vegetables that we sell directly every week at farmers market and through a community supported agriculture program. So we grow 40 to 50 different crops simultaneously. And our purpose is to have enough of all these vegetables every week so that we can feed, you know, 300 plus families that buy directly from our farm. So, and everything is non-mechanized without tractors, but we use a two-wheel tractor. And all our tools are hand tools, but it's hyper-efficient. And that's, you know, you talked about my book being very well-read in the world. That I would say that's my claim to fame is that I've shown that two acres can be highly productive.
It's hard to imagine for most people who are in the mechanized world of farming today, no matter what country you're in, whether you're in Europe, whether you're South America, Asia, the United States, we have become very mechanized. So you definitely are swimming up against the current, swimming upstream, if you will. But the fact that you have inspired people with this book, The Market Gardener, which, by the way, folks, you can get if you go to marketgardener.com, you will find the book there and the story of how he has been able to reimagine, again, without having mechanized tools. It seems almost impossible, but yet there are certain things in this story that may apply to you. So we'll continue with JM. He doesn't want me to call him Mr. Fortier, so I won't. he's JM, and he's got the goods. So we can manage this in English, not so much in French, and so that's what we'll continue with. If you go to the website, there's a way you can translate from the French to the English. So that's all part of our good connection today with J.M. Fortier, organic farmer and author of The Market Gardener, as we continue here on this week's American Family Farmer.
Your brain is an amazing thing. But as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, Prevagen has been shown to improve memory. A Pharmacy Times National Survey of Pharmacists rated Prevagen the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand for the fifth year in a row. You can find it in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere without a prescription. Help your memory. Try Prevagen today. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
First things first, you should offer, not ask, to renegotiate. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. For instant savings, make a list. Video and music streaming services, insurance premiums, your cable bill, your cell phone plan, that gym membership you stopped using by February, all those recurring costs that hit your credit card like clockwork every month. And about that card, tell them you want a lower rate. Many who do get one. And if you don't, because credit cards are stealing each other's customers, sign up for a new one with an introductory 0% balance transfer offer so you at least stop the clock on what you already owe. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Senator Lindsey Graham advocating for a change in the law that shields social media companies from lawsuits. Group of senators questioning tech CEOs about the issue of sexual exploitation of children. Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg testified that much has been done.
Over the last 8 years, we've built more than 30 different tools, resources, and features that parents can set time limits for their teens using our apps, see who they're following, or if they report someone for bullying.
Graham expressed dissatisfaction with providing blanket liability protection to social media companies. Continued Iranian-backed attacks against U.S. and British warships in the Red Sea are likely. Houthi militants in Yemen, stating their opposition to perceived aggression by the U.S. and Britain, have expressed their intention to continue with the attacks. Former President Trump is considering hiring a new lawyer to appeal the verdict in the E. Jean Carroll defamation case. John Schaefer, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Four past the hour now, you're listening to Doug Steffens Good Day. Let's get back to this special preview of this weekend's American Family Farmer program. It'll help you with ideas for your eating, your meal planning, and if you want to have a garden, we got all the info here. Plus, how to be a successful farmer. That's all part of the American Family Farmer.
We're into the half-hour mark, 34 past, moving along with J.M. Fortier, who is an organic farmer and author. The book is called The Market Gardener. Check it out at marketgardener.com, themarketgardener.com. So, under the circumstances, you weren't born on a farm. So what inspired you? You were talking in general terms about what your whole deal is, you and your wife developing and testing all of this, these various growing techniques. And you're in a place that doesn't have 12-month growing. So that's even more. Or do you grow inside in some way, shape, or form?
Yeah, well, we definitely have greenhouses. And in the winter, we grow we don't heat them, or we minimally heat some of them for specific crops, but we heat them just above the frost line. But we grow definitely a good 12 months out of the year. And, you know, you talked about our farm being different because it doesn't have any tractors, but, you know, we do $150,000 worth of sales per acres. And half of that is profitable margins. So, you know, good year, bad year, we make $100K net in our pocket farming under 2 acres. And that's where
a lot of people would be very happy to have that, no matter what the size of their farm. Says something. How hard is it to find help, JM?
Well, that's also built into our model. Like we have a 4 or 5 man operation, and obviously, there's one. It's my wife now runs that farm more than me because I've started another farm, a research farm, where I've been training young farmers to become really, really good market gardeners. But it's good. We find people that want to learn, and we bring them on for a year, and they're highly motivated because they want to learn, and we keep the crew, small, rather small, because the farm is small, and we're able to, have a culture that's really of workmanship and craftsmanship and hard work. And, for 20 years now, we've had, I would say, rather a great success hiring and keeping the right staff. But again, it's built into the model. Our farm is not too big, so we don't have, 10, 20 people to hire. We hire 3 or 4.
All right. I'm looking at pictures. Tell me exactly where the farm is.
We're an hour south of Montreal in Quebec, mm-hmm. Canada, or an hour north of Burlington, Vermont,
right on the border.
Yeah. And it's funny because, when we're in America, we often think that, it stops, Vermont is like really up north and there's nothing after, but Canada starts there and you actually mm-hmm. have some of the best growing areas because of the St. Lawrence watershed.
Yeah.
It's just an amazing area to grow. Yeah.
Yeah. There's also a place that looks like a castle, looks like Disneyland. What the heck is that?
It looks like that's the research farm. Yeah, that's the research farm that I started 6-7 years ago.
How do you get funding for that?
Well, it's a long story, but a very wealthy billionaire came up to me and said, I want to have impact, and I want to make a difference. And he was aware of the work that I was doing, training young people, and said, you know what? Why don't we do a farm together? I'll pay for it. And you design it, and you create it. And he just told me two things. I wanted to not lose any money, and I wanted to be the best in the world. And that was my guiding principle. And so that farm, it's called the FQT Farm. You can look it up. And it's pretty amazing. We have animals there. We have chickens.
What sort of research are you? What's the message in terms of the research that you're doing? What's the goal? Is it more organic?
Well, it's a great question. Like nobody, what I'll say here, nobody talks about that. Okay, so the farm, the research that we do is to find how we can make small scale farming more professional. What kind of tools are better suited? What kind of management strategies make the farming better? What kind of sales tactics can we do to improve our sales? So what we're really researching is what kind of real hands-on pragmatic strategies that we can test and trial so that other farmers can duplicate.
How do you keep track of the people who follow in your footsteps? Do you have sort of like a club, an organization that people can join if they go to themarketgardener.com or maybe your website? Go ahead.
Yeah, that's a great question. So I founded also the Market Gardener Institute. So we teach online classes. And again, they're very hands-on. We're showing you how to do things. We're not talking about, what's organic. We're showing you how to plant the carrot. And so the Market Gardener Institute, we have 6-7 different classes. And, we have more than 4,000 real-time growers.
You have online classes or you have to be there?
Yeah, these are online. These are all online classes. Mm-hmm. And they're really made for people that want to take their farming to the next level and become more profitable, more productive. That's really what we do.
One of the buzzwords here in America, and I wonder if it applies in Canada as well, is regenerative agriculture. We did a whole series, a month-long series, last year about this time on regenerative agriculture, and I wonder if that term fits here. Using what you have, make the soil better, use the assets that are there already, because there are plenty of them. You can, I'm sure that you're doing a lot of composting, that sort of thing, which is great for the soil, the microbial stuff that comes from using real manure, all of that sort of thing. Is that part of what plays into the success?
Yeah, it does. And I think if your listeners are familiar with regenerative, that's totally what we do. But it's very important to say regenerative organic because, you know, in the movement right now, there's a lot of talk about regenerative, but there's a lot of the BS, in my opinion, because people use glyphosate and herbicides.
Yeah.
And that, for me, that's not part of what we do. We're 100% organic.
The word regenerative, and in fact, doesn't allow for use of the things that you were just talking about, Roundup. That's not regenerative, yeah. And there's nothing about it that would be certified regenerative if you pulled off those stunts here. I'm not a fan of Bayer. I'm not a fan, and that's kind of flying in the face
me
of
neither.
The commercial of the radio shows, TV shows that are here that are sponsored by the big outfits like John Deere and the likes of the big ag companies like Bayer. It's anathema. It's why we have a lot of sick people. And I'm getting off onto a toot here. I don't want to at this point. But anyway, yeah, you helped us to underscore there is a difference between, I think they take the word and use it out of context. But regenerative, in my mind, and what we focused on in this program, is taking what is natural and making it work for you. And that's why I said you got whatever, even weeds, things that grow in the garden that you don't use, the tops of carrots, whatever it is, all that stuff can be turned into compost.
Yeah.
And it all then goes back into the land. Hold on a second. I have to pause for a couple of important words, and we continue for some more time with J.M. Fortier, who is the author of The Market Gardener. You can find the book at themarketgardener.com.
Your brain is an amazing thing. But as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, Prevagen has been shown to improve memory. A Pharmacy Times national survey of pharmacists rated Prevagen the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand for the fifth year in a row. You can find it in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere without a prescription. Help your memory. Try Prevagen today. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
First things first, you should offer, not ask, to renegotiate. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. For instant savings, make a list. Video and music streaming services, insurance premiums, your cable bill, your cell phone plan, that gym membership you stopped using by February, all those recurring costs that hit your credit card like clockwork every month. And about that card, tell them you want a lower rate. Many who do get one. And if you don't, because credit cards are stealing each other's customers, sign up for a new one with an introductory 0% balance transfer offer so you at least stop the clock on what you already owe. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Back with J.M. Fortier, the author of The Market Gardener. So what happens, I touched briefly on the fact that you have, and if you look at the picture, if you go to the website, marketgardener.com, or to John Martin, Jean, J-E-A-N, martinfortier.com, you'll see pictures of the farm, and you see a lot of the buildings that are there that would help him in the wintertime. Can we spend a little more time on that? Because I think we haven't really, I don't know that we grasped, I don't think I grasped what you were saying about how you grow stuff just a little over the freezing temperature. And usually the soils have to be warm in order to grow things. So how does it work with you?
It's fairly simple. We have shelters. First of all, it starts with that. A greenhouse, a hoop house, and that just in itself makes a huge difference because it's locking the cold wind coming in. And then we use another shelter. So we have row covers. These are like floating row covers. It's like a material that is has thermal capacity, but it lets the light in. And so we use these inside our greenhouses, our hoop houses, so we have two layers.
All right, I get it. Now I'm thinking about what happens here in the early spring when fellas put out their, they'll go before the frosts are gone, and they use that to cover the things that are growing because it makes the soil warmer, obviously absorbing the sun. So, okay, that was kind of a duh on my part, but it makes sense, and, you know, it's pretty easy to do, frankly. Do you have people in this neighborhood or this area that are really gung-ho? Are you big in the community? How have you gotten, you know, in order to not spend money advertising and become profitable as you are, the word has to get around somehow. How has the word gotten around where you are there?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, we're lucky. We attend two farmers market and we have a big CSA. And,
see, I don't think you're lucky at all. I think you're very smart. I don't think you're lucky.
Well, you know, we've been there for 20 years, so people know us all these years. Yeah. And every week we're there, Thursday and Saturday. We're committed, and we deliver, and our vegetables are always neat and nice, and we're there. You know, even if it's hard, sometimes we're there, we're smiling, and we rep what we think. And what the beauty of our community is, like, we've trained a lot of other farms. And now, you know, when we started, there was two farms. Now there's like 30 farms. And we've just recreated the local economy here. And it's quite frankly, it's pretty impressive to see the power of all these small.
Yeah, it is very impressive to hear the story. How much do you sell to restaurants and other local establishments, even grocery stores?
Restaurants, we deal with 5-6 of them. We go to Montreal, which is a big city. And I like it because, you know, it's they're very appreciative of our quality. And it's not that we don't make more money with them than we would with selling directly, but our name's on the menu, and we like that.
Right.
So we feel important when we go to the restaurant.
We talked earlier about you being on the border. Can you bring the stuff across the border and sell it in America?
No, that would be for the big boys, the big act.
You're not prohibited from doing it. You just don't want to do it because you don't need to. I just try.
We don't know how. You know, that would be complicated.
Yeah.
That would defeat the purpose because we really want to feed our community.
Yeah, I get it. All right. So again, the book. You've got some courses on the Winter Market Gardener that people can access. The Market Gardener Institute, and the book about market gardening, themarketgardener.com is the place to get it. What an interesting story you have to tell, and looks like you and your wife are having a nice time, and so are the people there. It's very rewarding. These micro farms all around the world are just fabulous. And so I'm sure people listening got some ideas from you, and if they want to get more info, they just go to the website, themarketgardener.com, check out the book. J.M. Fortier, who is our guest, a farmer and author with a great story to tell, here on The American Family Farmer.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
After the hour now on this week's American Family Farmer program, I'm Doug Steffen with a couple of thoughts. Frankly, this is my opinion. My thought process is examined by you, or heard at least. You can figure out maybe for yourself what you think of my thought process. I will tell you, going back to one of the news items earlier in the program in this hour, the dairy situation in Oregon, how destructive all of this is, and how to if you can avoid government, then you do it. I don't know. Sometimes some of these smaller farms are sort of under the radar. And I'm not suggesting that you break the law. What I'm suggesting is that you ignore things that are not practical. And if somebody comes and says you have to do it because I say you have to do it, then you challenge it. You go to court, you go to wherever the authority base is, if it's a city council, if it's a state legislative thing, but you can't roll over to this stuff. You just can't. Otherwise, all of us who are in the small dairy business, the small farm business, will get sent down the road. And you just heard now, this fellow in Canada that has been the main source of our interview in this week's program, he doesn't have to worry about government. He's been certified as organic. He has support of the people in his community, support for research. This is the kind of thing. It does go on in this country, but it's too heavily regulated or controlled, if you will, by the people who pay for the chairs. When I say paying for the chairs, there are a lot of chairs that are paid for, endowed, if you will. So the profs are paid out of an endowment that comes from the likes of the big ag companies like Bayer. They fund all kinds of stuff. I mean, what do you think they're going to teach in these universities? If they're paying, they're going to teach their kind of farming, which is succo. Their farming is awful. Their farming ruins the land, even though it may be more profitable in the short run. What are you doing, even if you don't think about the outside world, think about the legacy that you have. Think about your family if they're going to continue farming on the land. If you keep ruining it, polluting it, with all of these things that, yes, in the short term, they are fabulous for growing more. They are not necessarily fabulous for growing better. It's just more, and so therefore you make more money. And I know that we all talk about this. I do. I talk about it incessantly, how the farmer in this country gets screwed around by big government and big ag. And so, you know, what do you do in the circumstances that present themselves? I think that you have to have a voice. You get together, have a collective voice, and you stop things that are going on, like in Oregon with the Department of Agriculture there. It's just plain wrong. It doesn't speak to America, the best in America. The small farmers are the best of America when it comes to growing food. And I think that, you know, the whole thing that gets so polluted, even farmers believe, when I talked to them, there were some farmers who were disgusted with me when I was selling raw milk. How can you sell that dirt? There's a great market for it, number one, but I do it the right way. And so, in fact, the people that are sending their milk by the truckload to the processors, the stuff that's coming out of the spigot and going into bottles is nowhere near as valuable as the stuff that comes out of my cows that I sell as raw milk. It just isn't. But the fact that there's a groundswell of support, the teaching universities, again, that are endowed by the big businesses, they're going to teach stuff their way. And so hopefully there's enough of a push against some of this stuff so that we really will learn integrative and regenerative agriculture is by being able to do it ourselves. All right, so now having said that, I saw a report that examines the urban agricultural industry in a number of states. And I've been talking about this off and on, so I find like, I feel, I don't know, what's the right word for it? I guess I feel good. The conversation I've had hasn't been to make me feel good. It's to give you information about how you can do this stuff. So it's another angle. Urban agriculture on big buildings, it's going really doing fabulously. There are major forms of urban agriculture going on, and if you're interested in that sort of thing, you ought to check. There's an Urban Agriculture Institute at Cornell University. That's the best place that I know of to go for more info on urban agriculture. A lot of benefits for the farmer because you can be working at it all year long. All right, few thoughts from my head. I'm Doug Steffen. This is The American Family Farmer.
This program was produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording. Please visit bobksound.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.